It's good to have you back, Bo. Last time we were deep in Scroops.com, and you said something I keep thinking about, that as somebody who generally likes solitude, you can see your own social scores drop when you haven't turned it on. Today, I want to talk about a very different kind of self-diagnosis, TrafficBud.io, which is essentially a health check for websites. And you've said across multiple episodes that you won't open a tool to the public until you've proven it on your own portfolio. So, same question I always ask: what problem were you hitting across those 40-plus sites that made you build this?
Perhaps the biggest problem any website marketer faces, and that's the lack of traffic. So the big question is, like, why? Why am I not getting the kind of traffic that I'm hoping to get? And TrafficBud answers the question. But more than that, it just doesn't tell you, yeah, you have a problem. It tells you how to fix it. And that's the most important thing. And with traffic, it's not just about a one-time thing. Like, here's the problem, fix it, and you're done. It's a continual process that's important to do. And TrafficBud schedules this for every single month so you can make sure that you're always doing all you can to get the maximum SEO benefit.
Okay, so you've built a diagnostic tool that schedules reminders, but what's the actual mechanism behind it? The TrafficBud site makes a specific claim that the internal link finder, surfacing pages that mention a topic but don't link to it, is the single highest leverage SEO move there is. That's a strong statement. What's the mechanism? Why does a missing internal link matter more than, say, a missing H1 or a slow page load?
Honestly, I let the AI make those decisions, and it does the research. Very extensive research from Google specifically. Google has a lot of documentation that outlines what they're looking for and what can increase the rankings. Now, of course, Google and all of the other search engines have their special sauce, kind of like the black box that you can't actually look inside, but they give you a lot of details and hints as to what you can do to make sure that you have the best chance for the highest SEO rankings. And this just happens to be one of them.
Fair enough. So you've built this monthly auto brief that also comes with an AI agent prompt in the attachment. Walk me through what that looks like. Someone opens that email on a Monday morning, there's an AI agent prompt in it, and then what? Are you imagining they paste it into ChatGPT, feed it to an agent in their CMS? Who is that feature actually designed for?
It could be one of three different parties. One, it could be the individual themselves. If somebody is just kind of running their own website, they could take that information and implement it. Two, if it's a larger company or maybe somebody has their own webmaster, they just hand it over to their webmaster and their webmaster will know what to do, assuming they're a decent webmaster. But most importantly, for 2026 and moving on, I would think that AI agents would handle this. You just feed it to an AI agent, and we have a special text file that's created specifically for an AI agent that will know exactly what to do once you feed them this report. So it's basically just cut and paste, and you let the agent take care of all of the instructions, and they will modify your SEO and make the changes, create new pages, do anything they need to make sure that your site is completely up to date.
That workflow makes sense, but taking it back to that first party for a moment, I noticed that the live demo on TrafficBud's homepage audits your own pricing page, and it scores a 73, flagging a missing H1, a title that may truncate, and only two internal links. Was that a deliberate, we're honest about this move, or did the tool just happen to catch those when you were building the demo?
A little bit of both. It did happen to catch the problems, and we kept it there. We kept it there as a demo to show you that here are the problems that it could find, and this is what it found. And then, of course, we fixed those issues. But it's good to give you an honest report that, hey, even when we build something from scratch, it's not scoring the best it can score.
Well, to bring this back to the big picture, a lot on this show has been focused on the publishing pipeline, tracing the stack from BookBud writing the book all the way through covers, distribution, ads, press, mailing lists, and podcast creation. Where does TrafficBud fit in that picture? Is it the thing you run before any of those promotion tools make sense because a site with SEO problems is just a leaky bucket?
TrafficBud is not necessarily in that publishing bucket. It's more of our business side of the different websites that we have. So TrafficBud would be for any kind of business customer that runs a website. Now, there can be some crossover. For example, if an author has their own website, not hosting authors, because we take care of all of the SEO, making sure it's completely up to date. So TrafficBud is not needed for that. But if they do run their own author website, then they could certainly use TrafficBud for this.
Before getting into the final question, let's get you back on soon. There's still live data to check in on across a lot of these sites. And honestly, now that TrafficBud is running against the whole portfolio, I want to hear in a few months what it found that surprised you. Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
You can look at trafficbud.io, or you can find our whole portfolio at archieboy.com.
Thank you, Bo, for breaking down TrafficBud.io and how its autopilot mode simplifies SEO for your portfolio. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Until next time, that's a wrap.